Commentator Anne McBride Norton lives in southwestern China. She's been aware of SARS for a while, but now she needs to make some tough decisions.
Last winter during lunch, a Chinese friend leaned close to me and whispered in a conspiratorial voice, "You know that flu we've been reading about in Guangdong? My classmate there tells me that many more people have died than what we are being told." My response, based on the unsubstantiated rumors that fly around this country each day, was a yawn and a request to pass the stir-fried spinach. With the confirmation now that the Chinese government significantly underreported both cases of and deaths from SARS, and the dramatic steps taken to fire top officials in Beijing, the seriousness of the SARS epidemic has finally hit home. And with it has come a threatening cloud over the idyllic and challenging life in China that my husband and I have built and love. In my 4 years here in the provincial capital of Kunming, I've heard far more medical horror stories than I care to remember. I will spare you the unsubstantiated rumors, and I recount only those I personally know to be true. An American friend seeking medical care for a sinus infection is led to the doctor's office through an operating room where surgery is taking place. The patient opened up on the table just a few feet away. A U.S. college student living with a family in Kunming is asked by the Chinese father, a cancer doctor, to translate for him the English operating instructions for a radiation machine he has been using on cancer patients for over a year. The response after the translation? China's equivalent of, "Oops." For more than a year, the Chinese doctor has been doing it all wrong. My husband and I visit a sick friend and find the entire experience to be something like out of a grainy documentary expose on substandard hospital conditions. In a hospital room with peeling paint and filthy floors, patients with multiple illnesses are packed into 12 beds, pushed within inches of each other, while flies hover over plates of leftover food brought in by family members. When we first arrived in Kunming, we asked other expatriates here, "What do we do if we get really sick?" The answer, fly to Hong Kong. Not exactly an option now. In fact, our sense of safety has rested heavily on our evacuation insurance and the knowledge that with any serious illness or accident, an airplane would whisk us away to a top-flight hospital and world-class medical care. But today, if one of us contracts SARS, evacuation is out of the question. The U.S. consulate in China has recently notified American citizens that no country will accept SARS evacuation flights. As I sit at my computer, my husband is swimming against the tide, traveling back to China from the U.S., transiting through Hong Kong. I spend countless hours searching the internet for the latest SARS news and an answer to the question that keeps running through my mind. What should we do now? Savor our exciting life here, take extra precautions, stick it out, play the odds, and hope for the best? Or tell our Chinese colleagues with whom we share a common mission and who feel much more like family than co-workers, "Well, goodbye, folks. We're heading for higher ground." I don't know. I just don't know.
Commentator Anne McBride Norton continues to live in Kunming, China.